currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Turman. King County's Senior Services highlighted its mission of helping to promote the emotional, social, and physical well-being of older adults through an event held for one of their programs called Meals on Wheels. This program delivers meals to senior citizens in need in order to promote health and quality of life. Any senior who is age 60 years or older with a mental or medical condition which leads to a need for meals is eligible for the program. Dale Hoover, Outreach Specialist for Meals on Wheels and Senior Services of King County, explains the impact this program has had on the community.
We are currently doing roughly about 6,000 meals a year. Our burden cost is $4.50 per meal, and it's only on a donation request. So we do totally, as I mentioned, 6,000 meals here, but in the county we do around 400,000, and actually we're up 7%, so it should be higher than that 4,000 for the county.
One thing that cannot be calculated, however, are the invaluable contributions of volunteers.
Our volunteers are the people that the clients actually see. Weekly or bi-weekly, they'll have a volunteer come once a week. They become the eyes and ears, actually, of that citizen for other needs that they may have. So it's a friendly face that they see every week. We, unfortunately, are in a business where sometimes seniors and are by themselves. In a lot of cases, they're in private locations, senior housing, and those kinds of things. And so they really look forward to the volunteers. The volunteers are the happy people that come to visit them and bring these meals, whatever they need for that week or biweekly in the case of Kirkland.
Two of these volunteers, Gus and Carly Simpson, were joined on their visits to deliver food by Kirkland City Council member Shelley Kloba and currently Kirkland videographer Mike Connor. The Simpsons' selflessness shined when they were asked about their volunteer work after a day's work of connecting and helping local senior citizens.
Well, we have routines, yes, and we enjoy just doing those kinds of things that we do, and if it makes somebody happy and helps them, and we are able to.
We're trying to balance it.
It's good.
Yeah.
Through the city's Human Services Program funding, Senior Services receives more than $4,700 annually to support the Meals on Wheels program. If you would like to learn more and help support the program, visit www.seniorservices.org and www.mowaa.org. It's not often you get to see synchronized swimming, but thanks to a recent community event hosted by Seattle Synchro, about 250 spectators got the chance. This swim team made a big splash at its annual celebration swim event at the Juanita Aquatic Center. Head coach of Seattle Synchro, Lacey Ethier, explains how this event helps the team.
Every year we do a celebration swim, which is a great way for the athletes to show off all their hard work to their parents and for everyone to get together. We also use it as a fundraiser so that we can generate funds for the club. We use those primarily for travel. We get to travel all over the country, so it's great when we can supplement those funds with events just like this.
There were many fun activities, including those you could watch, but also one that you could even participate in.
For our celebration swim, each team swims one of every routine that they do. So every girl will swim what we call extra routines or small routines, and in a row, and they each get to be announced and explain who coaches who and what the routine's music is. And then each team will also swim. During that time, there's a silent raffle, and there'll be food that's sold and a couple other events that happen. Then after the show is complete, we have a free try synchro day, and that's where anyone who wants to participate can come and get in and try synchro.
Why try synchro? It's not all about the swimming, as these athletes learn a lot more skills beyond the pool.
So we're the best synchronized swimming club in the Pacific Northwest. We compete nationally and generally rank in the top 10. Our goal is to help young ladies to participate in synchronized swimming, achieve excellence, and become well-rounded adults.
Interested in finding out more about this sport with a lasting impression? Dive into their website at www.seattlesynchro.com. More than 125 people attended Community Future Day held in April, and about half of them got a chance to put their money where their vision is. The event was the third in a series of public engagement events involving the Kirkland 2035 campaign. Several of the city's long-range plans are approaching adoption, and this event allowed the public to get a first look at the projects proposed in the Cross Kirkland Corridor, surface water, transportation and parks, recreation, and open space master plans.
Learned a lot about everything that I came to learn about, you know, the parks, transportation, infrastructure. In fact, I spent more time than I expected with surface water management.
About the event, I think it's great to have everything in one place, and you have actually people who know about the project, so you don't get just a flyer, but you can actually get some information from people who work on it. So people from the planning department, so that was really great to get really input what's going on, and then knowledgeable comments. So I like it, it's good.
It was exciting to talk to people that work in the city, to understand the processes they go through and kind of how they're implementing things, and I'm really excited that they're getting the public's opinion on what they want, and I love this fun activity.
Event goers were given Kirkland bucks and asked to spend dedicated dollars on a variety of projects. This added a fun and interactive component to the event, which brought about an aha moment for some.
I've been really impressed with it. I think it's neat how it's done on a number of levels. First, there's the room to talk to different groups upstairs and have really detailed conversations. And then coming down here and finding out how it all fits together. And the idea, I think it's a really neat idea to take a certain amount of dollars and vote for the projects right here. Because that's what we will be doing. And this really forces us to ask the questions about why we're voting for different things and what we really do want.
The purpose of the spending exercise was to give participants a sense that there are many more projects than there is money to fund them. Attendees were also invited to learn about the topic of growth and traffic in the Neighborhood University session, where the city and community engaged in discussion about practical solutions to potential future problems.
I'm excited about making Kirkland a more livable place and becoming a model for sustainability and sustainable growth, and ways to include people of all backgrounds so they can live and work in our own community.
The conversations will continue about Kirkland's future. You can find more information and even watch the growth and traffic session online at www.kirklandwa.gov/Kirkland2035. Something in the not-so-distant future is the annual Evergreen Health Seven Hills of Kirkland event coming up on May 26th. The event cycling courses will open at 7 a.m., beginning and ending at Kirkland Marina Park. The three different routes that fit the needs of those with varying cycling experiences are the traditional Seven Hills, the metric century with 11 hills, and the full century with 14 hills. This fun event makes you not only feel good through exhilarating exercise, but also through fundraising for a great cause. The proceeds of the event go to KITH, a charity that offers solutions for those struggling with homelessness. Cycle to end homelessness today by registering for the event at www.sevenhillskirkland.org. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand, on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.